This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. And good evening to you, and welcome to this second hour of Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me. Tonight, I have a special treat for you, a new composition written just this year to help commemorate the 100th anniversary of the National Park System. It came about a year ago as the Crater Lake Project and as the result of a grant from the National Endowment of the Arts Imagine Your Parks Initiative. The creative staff of the Brit Festival in Oregon decided to pursue the grant along with Teddy Abrams, artistic director of the Brit Festival Symphony Orchestra. American composer Michael Gordon rose to the challenge of writing a new work for the occasion, which you are about to hear. The premier performance was to take place at Crater Lake National Park, and since the park is located on sacred land for the Klamath tribe, would include members of the Klamath tribe singing and playing their traditional music. The work was performed several times at Crater Lake on July 28th and 29th of this year, and this past weekend at the Brit Festival Gardens. I'm fortunate to have a field recording of one of the lake performances, which I present to you now. This is Natural History by American composer Michael Gordon, as performed by Teddy Abrams and the Brit Festival Symphony Orchestra, and joined by members of the Klamath tribe.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics, your weekly classical music program on listener-supported community radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin, and I hope you're having a great evening tonight. We've been listening to a recording of the premier performance of Natural History, a work composed this year by composer Michael Gordon on the 100th anniversary of the National Park System. The Brit Festival Symphony Orchestra performed under the baton of conductor Teddy Abrams and was joined by members of the Klamath tribe. How can a composer take a symphony orchestra to the next level and create something truly revolutionary? This was the question posed by American composer Mason Bates, who is known for using electronic sounds in many of his new compositions. In the case of the work you're about to hear, he took a different tack. In his anthology of fantastic zoology, you will hear many unusual and unconventional sonic effects, all created by conventional acoustic instruments. You will hear the sounds of several mythological creatures, such as sprites, nymphs, sirens, and of course, the griffon. And now, here is the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Riccardo Muti, in Mason Bates' Anthology of Fantastic Zoology.
Thank you.
In this hour of Intermountain Classics, we've been listening to some very new and unusual classical music, both works written in the past year. We started with a tribute to the National Park System in Michael Gordon's Natural History, performed by the Brit Festival Symphony Orchestra and members of the Klamath Tribe. And that was followed by Mason Bates' Anthology of Fantastic Zoology, as performed by the Chicago Symphony. Thanks for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Be sure to tune in next week for more classical music right here on KKRN. And now, stay tuned for LA Theater Works, followed by Blues Before Sunrise at 9 o'clock. Good evening and good music.